You're listening to the Off the Bench podcast on 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge, brought to you by Carriages on Old Hammond Highway. If they can make Jordy and T-Bob look good, they can make anyone look good. Visit them at carriagesbr.com. And for more, follow us on Twitter at OTB_ESPN.
Good morning, everyone. It's 8 a.m. on Thursday, May 16th. Currently, it's 67 degrees in the capital city. Today, you can expect sunshine with a high of 88. In case you missed hour one of the show, you can now catch that up at the on-demand section at 104.5ESPN.com, brought to you by Carriages. Coming up, Zion Williamson's stepfather, Lee Anderson, joins us right now, and Tyron Matthew joins us around 8:30 a.m. You can follow today's show by joining us inside the 104.5 ESPN Huddle app or on Twitter at OTB_ESPN. Hour number two of Off the Bench starts now.
Off the Bench with Jordy Calada and T-Bob Hebert. ESPN Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria.
Off and added off the bench, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge, 100.3 ESPN Radio down in New Orleans, 94.7 ESPN Alexandria, always online at 104.5ESPN.com. Good morning, Jordy Calada, T-Bob Hebert, River Shuey, and Nathan Velasquez here with you up until 9 a.m. this morning as we will log out of here at 9 a.m. You missed first hour. Ryan Russillo was up at the NBA Combine from Chicago, getting set today. Nas Reed, Tremont Waters is going to work out. If you miss it, it's online, brought to you by Carriages of Baton Rouge. Tyron Matthew, the Honey Badger, going to join us 30 minutes from now on Off the Bench. Looking forward to our next conversation. Mr. Lee Anderson, who is the stepfather of Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson, who has been the absolute center of attention of college basketball for the last year and is projected overwhelmingly to be the number one overall pick in next month's NBA draft on June 20th. It was found out earlier this week that the New Orleans Pelicans now hold and own that number one pick. A lot of people curious on how Zion Williamson, his family, everybody is feeling from that side, and we have an opportunity to talk to his stepfather, Mr. Lee Anderson, this morning here on Off the Bench, who joins us now. Mr. Anderson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Thank you for joining us. How crazy has your life, your son's life, been over the last year?
The question is, how has it been?
How crazy has it been?
Well, it has been exciting for the most part, but that is what we have expected. We're not surprised by anything that is really going on, but he's enjoying the moment.
Did you expect him to have the splash in college basketball that he made? Because during his recruitment, there wasn't this overwhelming sense that he was this generational type of player. But once he got to Durham and people started to see him on national television, he became must-watch TV. Did you expect that once he got to Durham?
did we expect that? To be honest, yes, we did.
And Lee, through that 1 year, he now becomes the consensus number one. And look, man, we are a South Louisiana radio show. People have been going insane since the Pelicans got this first overall pick. Cannot wait for Zion. There's been a lot of national stories about Zion maybe returning to school, doing this or that. How do y'all feel about potentially coming to the Crescent City?
We're excited. We're excited about that. One thing that Zion has always been taught, you accept the things that you can't change. You change the things that you can change. And this is one of the things that he had nothing to do with. It's the process of the NBA. And certainly, you know, we're excited about the Crescent City down there in New Orleans. And you said about returning to Duke, you know, there's been a lot of speculation, but that is nothing that we have even considered.
Wow. Oh, Lee, I love you. I'm so happy right now. I cannot wait. The city's going to love him. We're already talking about him doing who that chance of the Saints is. We cannot wait, man. The hope revolving around the Pelicans now, thanks to Zion, it's kind of incredible outside looking in. I want to ask you about growing up with Zion, just kind of reading about him. I love these kind of legends that surround athletes. They say, I read at age nine, he was waking up at 5 a.m. to play basketball. Is this true?
Well, this is between a 9 and 10 year old time frame. Yes, that is true.
So this has almost felt like destiny then. Like that he would eventually reach this spot. Like, at what age did you maybe start seeing, like, okay, you know what? Like, he's not just good. He has the potential to truly be great.
Well, when he was 5 years old, you know, he actually struck me as being or having the potential to be a good athlete. When he was five, he started playing AAU. I had him playing with some 10-year-old kids, and he was doing quite well. And he would never turn the ball over when he was playing with these kids, very conscious about that, even though his role was limited at that time. But at 5 years old, playing up. With
10-year-olds?
Was just crazy. It was just crazy.
Was it always basketball? Because an LSU coach a couple of years back on the football program offered him a football scholarship. I mean, has it always been basketball?
Well, no. He played soccer and he played football growing up. But I think after his sixth grade year, football, he decided that he didn't want to pursue football anymore. He liked basketball. He was having a lot of fun doing it and being very competitive. He just enjoyed the sport. You know, me being a former basketball player, you know, having a lot to teach him and show him, and he just kind of fell in love with it, and we went from there.
My excitement right now thinking about Zion Williamson playing for the Pelicans. But his basketball, the growth in the game, a lot of people talk like there's these folklores about Anthony Davis, how he sprung up like 8 inches one summer and became a power forward rather than a point guard. What was that moment for him? Because his physique is really the most freakish part about him. When did he really develop this frame that he now carries?
He developed that frame, it's begun his ninth grade year. You know, when he hit that growth spurt coming out of middle school, he was, you know, about 5'10". As a point guard, you know, he had the point guard skills, and that's what he played because of his size at that time. And going into his ninth grade year, when he hit that growth spurt, he went from 5'10 till about 6'4". 6'4", I think it was, by beginning his ninth grade year. He started working, you know, in the weight room, and that frame just kind of, you know, grew on him.
We're talking to Zion Williamson's stepfather, Lee Anderson, here on Off the Bench, ESPN New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Alexandria. Mr. Anderson said that Zion is looking forward to the opportunity to play for the New Orleans Pelicans with them having the number one overall pick. To me, it's crazy that you guys have not signed a shoe deal and have not signed with an agent. I got to imagine that recruitment has been much wilder than even a college basketball recruitment. How is it going through this process in trying to field an agent and sitting down with shoe companies when you have the hottest commodity that everybody wants?
I guess because of the last statement you just made, you know, we just feel that there's no real rush to do to do this right now. You know, we just want to make sure you don't get many opportunities in life to have the leverage and the opportunity to control your own narrative.
Yeah.
So therefore, we feel like we are in position right now to do that. And, you know, we just want to make sure when we do whatever it is that we do, it's the right decision. So we don't want to look back and have regrets about it. We just want to make sure we do it right.
Leah, and one thing that I think kind of, and we're guilty of this on this side, that they kind of get lost in the shuffle is Zion's still, he's very young, man, right? I mean, like, he just finished his freshman year of college,
he's
and here
19.
He is. Yeah, he's the center of attention, millions of eyeballs. The Pelicans had their most record season ticket sale ever after they announced that they got this number one pick. I guess, how are you helping him, and how is he handling this pressure at such a young age?
Well, first question, how are we helping him? We're helping him mentally and physically, as a matter of fact. You know, we do mentally, we prepare him. We prepared him from the time he was a young kid. When he mentioned to me at 4 years old that he wanted to go to a certain college and play basketball, you know, we realized then that, you know, he had been around basketball growing up or sports, basketball in particular, and he knew what he wanted to do. That's why it was so easy for him to to follow the course that was laid out for him. Because when he mentioned that that's what he wanted to do, we kind of start preparing him mentally for what college basketball would be like, having played on a Division I level. You know, I understood what was required and what he needed to do to be that. And I told him at a young age that everybody, you know, that plays college basketball should play on a Division I level because there's nothing like it. And he wanted that challenge and he wanted to do that. And I am so happy that he set goals and he was able to reach those goals and live out those goals. And you know, right now it's happening for him.
What was,
what was his year like under K?
Say that again.
What was his year like under Coach K?
Oh, his under Coach K, it was great. It was great under Coach K. He learned a lot when he went in. We thought we had him prepared well when he went up there, so he didn't have to make any real adjustments. He just had to learn, you know, the college system and Coach K's system and what Coach K wanted or expected from him to do.
Take me behind the walls in that decision-making in allowing him to play again or him making the decision to go back out and play after what looked like a devastating injury that he sustained against North Carolina in the first regular season meeting. During that time process, what was that like for your family?
Well, it was real simple for us and for Zion. When he went out, you know, we heard the noise, but we don't listen to outside noise. We're a very close family, very small circle, and we make all the decisions for Zion. Nobody from outside makes decisions, and we're not influenced by outside decisions. Zion wanted to go to – he wanted the best opportunity when he was preparing for college or making his decision about his college choice. He wanted the best opportunity to play for a national championship. That's what he was looking for, the best opportunity, the best talent, you know, people that he could play with to get ready for the next level. That's what he was looking for. And, you know, I think it served him well. He got to play with the best players. He got to play for a chance at the national championship. They just fell a little bit short. But he, for the most part, he's done well with that.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
Say it again?
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
Have I ever been where?
To New Orleans.
Yes, I've been there a couple of times. I'm younger, but not lately. Not lately.
Well, we can help you shop some homes whenever you're ready, sir. Everybody down here can't wait for you and your family to be here.
We are looking forward to it. I spoke with, who's that coach, Gentry the other night. And we met with Mr. Griffin, David Griffin. And then again, I spoke with him again last night. We had a great conversation, and we're excited about you know, the prospect of coming down there and getting settled and looking for a place to stay and all of these good things.
Holy cow. It is great to talk to you this morning, sir.
Thank you
Thank
so
you
much
for
Lee.
Your time.
You're the man.
Soon as Zion's ready to talk, tell him he can come here.
Say that again.
Soon as Zion's ready to speak, he's got a place here.
Okay, well, listen, he is with me right now, and he just had a dental appointment this morning, so he's
can't talk or can't talk?
Know, he's listening to the conversation.
Tell him
yes.
Tell hello.
Welcome. We can't wait. I got my jersey already.
What up, Big Z? Thank you, sir.
You got your jersey already. I hear you. Okay.
Thank you, man.